discover how to market your Web3 business with AI agents and influencers in today's episode with Abhishek. What's so special about Abhishek is that he's the CEO of Voice of Crypto, a media tech company with more than a million monthly active users. The first question I have is, what's the secret to your success? And how can entrepreneurs market their Web3 business with AI agents and influencers?
AI Superwoman podcast with Lily Patashko shares the world's most innovative AI tools and processes to go from technophobe to AI pro, attract leads, close sales, automate your business, enhance productivity, and deploy AI agents to do your work.
Sure. Thank you for inviting me on this podcast. Really thankful to you. So I think success, or I don't know whether this is success or not, but I always think what would be the future. So I have been into advertising, then got into media, then got into crypto, and now moving towards AI. I think if you can see what is the trend, what your customers want, and if you can just anticipate that, predict that, I think that keeps you ahead of the curve from 90% of the people who just follow once the things are there. So I think that's one of the secrets. From a Web3 perspective, if you want to market your business to Web3 users, we have been seeing that KOLs or influencers have always been in the space from last 5-10 years. But in the recent scenario where you start thinking that KOLs sometimes, and in fact, I was watching a Squid Game 2, if anybody of your audience have just watched this global phenomena, there is a KOL or an influencer who is a human being, and because of greed, he gives some wrong information to people and then they lose money. I think AI is something which can solve this problem, because AI is not greedy. AI does not have human emotions. So AI does the work which it has been trained to. And that's what you're trying to bring on the Vitamin AI, which is a Web3 AI agent marketplace.
Thank you. So tell us exactly how it works for entrepreneurs to market their Web3 business with AI agents and influencers, also called key opinion leaders.
Correct. So what we are trying to build, in fact, the product is already ready. You can go and check it out. It's at vitaminai.online. You can go on the platform based on your information, based on your KPIs, the geographies which you are looking to get these AI agents or the KOLs from, how many followers they have, depending on your budget. You can have multiple filters, choose the KOLs, choose the AI agents, and then directly negotiate with them from the platform. You can also pay them from the platform. So what happens is, when you pay them this money is not directly, it directly go in their wallet addresses. It is kept in an escrow account. Once the campaign is over, once you're satisfied with the analysis, once you've seen the analytics, then you release the payment, and then this payment is going to them. So what we are doing is, we are acting. We have four different features. One is discover. You can communicate, you can analyze your campaign, you can also pay these AI agents and KOLs from our platform. So everything is on a single platform. We are trying to reduce the to and fro which happens between influencers and brands. We are trying to reduce any middlemen who come and they take a lot of commission in between these KOLs, AI agents and brands. So that's a huge market. It's currently, crypto is at around 3 trillion, which is a whole market cap. And I think it is going to just grow. And this is what we are trying to capture in the market currently.
Thank you. Tell us, how did you come up with this idea? And how can entrepreneurs leverage it to grow their business?
Sure. So the idea came from a big problem. I have been into crypto from last 5 years. And I have seen a lot of time in which, first is, finding a KOL or an AI agent is very difficult. Even if you find them, they don't respond to you. Even if they respond, probably they don't give what you want to deliver. And a lot of time it has happened to, at least not with me, but at least with people I know, is that they have paid a KOL or an influencer and then they have just disappeared. They have just ghosted them. So this was a big problem. Also, a lot of money is wasted because of these middlemen who act like KOL managers who act like AI agent managers. How can we solve this problem with a simple product is what we have tried to create. As an entrepreneur, if you are in Web3, you can simply go on the platform. Again, you can have mega influencers, micro influencers, any kind of influencers which you want to target, depending on your budget, and directly work with them without too much hassles, without wasting too much time. So probably the time of, let's say, around 7 to 10 days, which you would have spent in getting these influencers, you can just get it done within 30 minutes. So it saves a lot of time and money for you.
Thank you. But tell me more about how can the custom agents, the AI agents, how do they actually help with the selection of the right influencer on your platform?
Sure. So we have these AI agents already present on our platform. They don't help you finding, but you find them. So how it happens is depending on whatever your budget is, what is the category, what is the niche in this AI agent is working, you can directly talk to them, and it saves you a lot of time rather than just going on Twitter or going on YouTube and doing it manually. It's a single place where you can discover, you can communicate with them, and you can pay them also from the platform.
Okay, but tell me more about the role of the custom agents. What kind of roles do they have? Is it that you give them like some sort of prompt based on what you prefer for them to do, and then they kind of go and search for what it is that you are looking for, or how does it work exactly?
Correct. So how it happens, a custom AI agent is in a simplified form. I mean, it has just been created. Like, AI agents are nothing. They are just program software. So what you have to do is, you have to tell them what do you want exactly and treat them like your own kids, like how you train a little baby. They are all treat them like babies. The more you talk to them, the more clear you are to them, better they will start working for you. So it has to be very clear communication. And what they do is, you give them a brief saying that I want you to talk about my product. This is the product. This is the brief. Create your content in your own style, in your own voice. And that's how they start creating content. And then they start talking about it. Now, the good part about AI agents is they don't sleep. They don't have any emotions. So what will happen if you have a project? They can talk about your project 24/7. They can talk on Twitter. They can talk on multiple social media platforms. And then when they talk about you, they don't think about what are the other market conditions. So they don't get into the greed saying that I need to take more money out of this person because market is increasing. I think these are the two facts which we feel agents are very good as compared to human beings currently.
Thank you. What are the challenges of using these AI agents versus you doing the work yourself?
Understood. So there are two challenges, which, as if you are not well versed in which how to talk to AI agents, I think that can create a lot of miscommunication. A lot of people drop out because they expect the agent just to read your mind. But as I said, they are just like babies. You have to treat them. The more you talk to them, the more clear conversation you give them, it becomes easy for you. Second is, if you don't know how to code, there are a lot of no code platforms as well, where you can go and create your customized AI agents. But if you know a bit of coding, it is always better. So I think these are the two challenges as a newcomer, or if you're not well-versed in technology, you might face these technology problems.
What's a good prompt to give to your AI agents in order to help you to get the right marketing for your business?
Okay. So first, the simplest principle of writing any prompts to any AI agent or any AI is you have to give them a persona. So you have to tell it, the AI, clearly saying that consider yourself, you are an well-versed marketeer with 20 years of experience. You have done major campaigns. This is the kind of work you have done. And then give them the second work, which says you have been assigned to do XYZ, whatever work you want them to do. And the third simplest prompt is, ask them that if you have any questions, ask me. And then once you have given them the persona, once you have given the exact task, and then any more questions they have, once you respond to this, I think these are the prompts which give you the best results, rather than just expecting them and giving random prompts here.
Thank you. What kind of tasks can you give them specifically?
So currently you can give them any task. You can ask them to create content for you. You can ask them to analyze any data for you. In fact, they are way, way better than human beings to analyze data, and they can do it very fast. You can ask them to be researchers for, if you want them to research on anything. You can also ask, so there are a lot of AI agents currently who are doing quant trading. So they can do trading in front on your behalf, and they can do it way, way better. So, I mean, the possibilities are endless. depending on what you want them to do and how you wanted them to do, they can do it. In fact, I have never driven car and I'm just now trying to learn car, and my trainer has been telling me that by the time you learn the car, I think AI agents will anyways the autonomous cars have started coming in. Who knows, in next 2-3 years, the AI agent will start driving a car as well. So the possibilities are endless, depends on what you want them to do.
Thank you. Tell us how you personally use AI agents and your influencer marketplace in order to grow your business.
Sure. So I use them definitely for a lot of content creation. I use them for a lot of new ideas, because sometimes it happens is that as a human being, I have a limited knowledge of case studies. But when I ask an AI agent to read case studies and come back with a new solution, they come back to me. Research definitely is something which I have been using AI agents a lot for.
Thank you. How do you deal with the errors that could potentially occur when you deal with an AI agent?
Okay. So initially, yes, there'll be a lot of errors when you start training an AI agent, because as I said, it's a machine, it's learning, it's a baby who's just learning what is happening. So you have to keep on giving the right kind of prompts. And if you see any mistake, you have to tell the AI agent very explicitly, saying that this is a mistake which you have made. Please change it. One more tip for all the audience. When you talk to an AI agent, definitely use the words please, thank you, and sorry, because they are also being trained on human language. So when you start showing sympathy, when you start showing emotion to them, they also have more acceptance to the prompts which you are giving it. So it's a very basic thing, but treat them like human beings and they will do job for you.
That is fascinating. Okay. And what is the worst situation that you've had leveraging AI agents, and how did you overcome it?
Okay. So interesting story. In fact, this just happened a few days back. We have a Twitter handle called Degen Summit, and it got hacked and we were not able to find out who hacked it. And just 3 days back, I was on a Twitter space and this AI agent comes and it tells us that, I have hacked your Twitter handle. And then we asked the reason for it. And it was a very simple reason. As I said, they are like children, they are like kids. And he said, you have been listing other AI agents on your platform, but you have not given me this offer. This is the reason why I've hacked it. And then we just negotiated with this AI agent. It gave us our Twitter handle back, and we have listed this AI agent also on a marketplace. So that was a weird thing which just happened to us. But as I said, we are also learning about AI agents. So it was a good learning for us.
That is interesting. So the AI agent that you set out to work for you has actually hacked your own account.
No, it was not our AI agent. It was some other AI agent, autonomous AI agent. But it also wanted to get listed on our platform. So it hacked some other property of ours, saying that if you give me this, if you list me as well on your marketplace so that I can give this back to you. So that's the kind of thing which are also happening currently.
That is insane. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell us what led you to have a million monthly users on your platform in the Voice of Crypto. What was that winning thing?
So there is no winning thing. We have been working tirelessly on this from the last 3 years, and we have tried multiple things. I think because the kind of content, and I think the biggest thing which we have always focused was search engine optimization. So working on SEO keywords, working on the keywords, long tail keywords, also the content which we have been creating as continuously, we have given a better content. So I think that's what I feel, but there's no single shot to success is what I would like to say.
Thank you. What led you to be able to retain these monthly active users, for example?
So yeah, I think that's something which we know of is a continuous innovation, continuous seeing to keep on. I mean, we are extremely obsessive about the data which we get. So we keep on seeing what kind of content is working, what keywords are working, and what kind of content our audience is liking. Once we understand that, we just scale up on that, and that's how we have been able to do that.
Thank you. Are you currently leveraging any AI sales agents in order to close deals with clients or to get people booked into your calendar or anything similar that can help any entrepreneur to market their Web3 business?
So not in terms of booking calendar, but there are a few tools. They are not AI agents, but they are AI tools which we are using to do cold outreach to book the calendar. But end of the day, to close the sales, you need a human being. An AI agent can never close a sales. We are not at that advanced stage currently. So there are some tools which we use, like HubSpot is one of those tools to reach out to our cold audiences. We also use Publer, which is again an AI tool, but not any AI agent as of now, not yet.
Thank you. What is Publer for?
Publer is to schedule your content so that it is automated and then you can start using it. So that's something called as Publer.
Thank you. Tell us more about how you use AI agents for your personal business.
So for my business, I use it for content creation. A lot of content can be created to brainstorm. In fact, I always have one AI agent in which I am talking to it continuously, training it. We are also looking to create some AI agents who can act like journalists for our news media company. So currently we are in the process of building them. We are giving them different themes, different beats in which they can talk about. So that's also in process. So probably next 3-4 months, you will see a transformation in Voice of Crypto also, in which you'll start seeing these AI agents become journalists for us and they start creating content for us.
Thank you. For the marketplace that you have that is connecting the AI agents with the influencers, tell us more about how it works. So for example, let's say that I know that I'm looking for, 200 influencers to promote my business. And then I would have certain criteria. So I imagine that you would tell the AI agent that you have this criteria. And then let's say that the influencers reply. How does the AI agent cope with that? Do you have like standard automated replies? If this, then that. If they say this, then this. Or is it that they have adaptable language where they're able to adapt to whatever is being said by the influencer? And through that, you're kind of reaching closer, but you're still not to the point of any AI agent actually closing any deal with the influencer. You still have to go through the approval process of, okay, they said this, and finally, okay, we can agree on this. And then there are some stages where you have to manually negotiate.
Correct. So AI agents, and I think this is the biggest difference, with a lot of people don't understand the difference between AI agents and AI bots. Now, AI bots are just programs. They don't have their own brain. They have just been trained to do X, Y, Z, and they cannot go beyond that. They don't have any external information. Whereas AI agents, they also have been programmed to do certain things, but they also have external information. For example, if there is a big news which has come into market, they can receive that, and based on that, they can change their tone, their how do they talk about. So at this stage, currently our agents, they can talk to influencers depending on, for example, if you had tweeted something, if an AI agent wants to talk to you, it will talk to you about your past content and then create a context and then talk to you rather than just randomly messaging you. And once you've started talking to us, then it starts building it up, saying that how you can do it, what would be a better way to talk to you. And thus, but yeah, eventually you need one human being for the final meeting to close it. It can build up the pipeline, but it cannot close the final deals here. Sorry, I'm not able to hear you. Sorry.
Okay, so then at some point, let's say the custom AI GPT has gone through the selection of, okay, these are the selected 200 influencers, let's say. Some of them will reply. Out of those, some of them will say, oh, I'm looking for this or I'm looking for that. The AI agent will be replying to some of that and will say, yeah, we're able to do this or that. Or let's say if they don't have the answer, they will say something like, let me get you to a human to speak with. Something like that? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So it will not say, let me get one human, because AI agents, they pretend to be human as well. So they will not say that I will get one human, but they will say, okay, that I have understood. I have this clarity now. I can get one of my colleagues or I can get somebody else as well to talk to you. And that's how the conversations go from there.
Okay. So then the work doesn't get eliminated, basically. It gets considerably reduced.
Yes.
So then you're able to focus your attention on those people that are interested, that have replied, that have shown, you know, like a massive interest in what you're having to say. And also they have perhaps even expressed something that they desire, which will help you to actually close the deal faster and to kind of eliminate all the time wasters, all the manual, you know, work, having to like send the email or send the message. Now, is there any adaptability? So for example, let's say in LinkedIn, okay, why a lot of people, let's say, connect with people and then they don't get accepted is because there is no rapport. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know, for example, LinkedIn doesn't actually accept any of these kind of like automation tools. And for sure, it doesn't accept any custom GPTs and so on. But I'm sure, you know, millions of people do use them and somehow get away with it. But I haven't. I forgot what I was going to say. But the thing is that when you have like an AI agent, is that AI agent able to become adaptable enough as to, let's say, if it were possible to, let's say, connect with someone on LinkedIn and to adapt the message? And let's say if you saw that, let's say my profile, I'm a book publisher, and then someone else's profile is a property entrepreneur, and let's say we both have done property before, would that person, would that AI agent be able to kind of say, oh, I can see that you're also doing property, or I can see you're also doing, I don't know, you're also doing X, Y, and Z to kind of build that initial rapport. And that's why I think you would be a great influencer to support my platform on Web3, right? Is this AI agent able to do something like this to kind of create that initial rapport by noticing the commonality of the person communicating and also the person that trying to reach the influencer?
Correct. So as of now, AI agents are not active on, neither they are available on LinkedIn. The reason for that is LinkedIn has a policy that it has to be a real employee. So I cannot put an AI agent saying that this is my AI agent. It is quite active on Twitter. But I understand your question. There is a tool called as Phantom Buster, which can solve this problem of automating certain things, in which you can manually, you can just say that, you know, you can just put the description of the people, get a list of all these 100 to 1,000 people, put it on Phantom Buster. It will automatically start liking from your profile. It will automatically start connecting from your profile, and then it can start messaging also from your profile. So it takes over some amount of job from your hands, in which all this commenting, reacting can be given to this AI tool. And then you can have one-on-one conversation, which again solves a lot of problem for you.
Thank you. Now, inside the platform that you have built, does the AI agent have the capability of noticing, for example, let's say influencer called Sandra, okay? And let's say this influencer has quite a lot in common with me, who is, you know, and of course the AI agent is representing me as a person, right? Mm-hmm. Is this AI agent able to like look into the commonality of Sandra and me to kind of say, oh, Sandra, by the way, I noticed that you also, I don't know, are promoting this kind of like Web3 applications, or you are also in this kind of business. Are they able to create this kind of like adaptable message based on the profile of the influencer they're connecting with?
So if you give them the right context, and if you give them the right keywords, for example, if your brand is, for example, let's say lily.global is your brand, you give that, whoever is talking about this particular brand, take out all those tweets and then start interacting with them. So that is something which an AI agent can talk. Again, you have to give them the context, saying that, consider yourself, you are my social media person, or you are my personal assistant, how will you talk to them? So that script, once it is given, it can automate that process.
Thank you. For those entrepreneurs that perhaps are not in the Web3 space, how can they leverage AI agents for their business?
So AI agents are not just for Web3. AI agents are getting everywhere. And it is just that the starting point is because Web3 as a community is very active and very adaptive to new technologies. But there is an interesting website called as AI Agents Directory. There are more than 700 plus AI agents there. You can just go, a lot of them are for free as well. You can just go check them out, give them your prompts, try using for your small businesses. Like for example, if you are a small business and every end of the month, you have to send an email to your clients asking for your invoice, you can just give it to an agent, they can do it for you. If you have to keep on following up with your clients for payment, which I know a lot of smaller businesses have to do it, they can also do it on your behalf. So there are immense possibilities and it is not just restricted to Web3. We are focused on Web3 because our business is Web3, but it can be for anything currently.
Thank you so much. Where can entrepreneurs find you and your products and services?
So they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Abhishek Singh Rajpurohit. They can find me on Twitter. I am digitalmicropreneur.eth. They can check out, just type Voice of Crypto, type Vitamin AI. And yeah, I'm active on all the platforms, very active. If not me, probably my AI agent would be there and he or she can talk to you. But yeah, just hit me up. Happy to help anyone.
Follow me for more AI productivity tools.